Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of our series using selections from Listening to Your Life, Daily Meditations with Frederick Buechner, an American writer and theologian. Today we're reading a selection from The Final Secret. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. The final secret, I think, is this, that the words, "You shall love the Lord your God," become in the end less a command than a promise. And the promise is that, yes, on the weary feet of faith and the fragile wings of hope, we will come to love him at last, as from the first he has loved us. And loving him, we will at last come to love each other too. The final secret, I think, is this, that the words, "You shall love the Lord your God," become in the end less a command than a promise. And the promise is that, yes, on the weary feet of faith and the fragile wings of hope, we will come to love him at last, as from the first he has loved us. And loving him, we will at last come to love each other too. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? The final secret, I think, is this. That the words, "You shall love the Lord your God," become in the end less a command than a promise. And the promise is that, yes, on the weary feet of faith and the fragile wings of hope, we will come to love him at last, as from the first he has loved us. And loving him, we will at last come to love each other too. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. The final secret, I think, is this, that the words, "You shall love the Lord your God," become, in the end, less a command than a promise. And the promise is that yes, on the weary feet of faith and the fragile wings of hope, we will come to love him at last, as from the first he has loved us. And loving him, we will at last come to love each other too. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for being present with us today. As we go about our day today, may we remain mindful of and attentive to your living, active presence dwelling deeply within us. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.